Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. Stocks had their worst day since June today, with the major indices all sharply lower. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports the market was dragged down by a big drop in the tech sector.
After days of record gains, the market suddenly reversed course. The S&P 500 index ended the day down 3.5%. The NASDAQ Composite Index plunged nearly 5%. It was a reversal of fortune for the market, which has been hitting record highs for weeks. On Wednesday, the Dow ended the day above 29,000 for the first time since February. Much of the recent gains have been led by superstar tech stocks such as Apple and Amazon, but they were among the day's biggest losers. Shares of the electric car maker Tesla, which have seen phenomenal growth this year, were down 9%. Jim Zeroli, NPR News.
Looking at the numbers, the Dow dropped 807 points. The NASDAQ fell 598 points. Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden traveled to Wisconsin today, where he met with the family of Jacob Blake. Blake is the black man who was shot in the back multiple times by Kenosha, Wisconsin police officer. Biden was also meeting with business figures, civic leaders, and others, hoping to start a dialogue. President Trump traveled to Kenosha earlier this week, but did not meet with members of Blake's family. Trump is holding a rally in Pennsylvania this evening. Facebook says it will label posts from politicians that claim victory before election results are final. NPR's Shannon Bond reports the social media network is under pressure to curb misinformation.
CEO Mark Zuckerberg says he's worried about November's election, including the possibility of civil unrest if it takes days or weeks to count votes. So Facebook says it will put notices on posts attempting to delegitimize the outcome, pointing users to official results from news agency Reuters. The company has come under criticism for how Russian agents attempted to influence voters on its platform in 2016. In this year's contentious election, the company is under pressure to crack down on false and inflammatory claims from users in the U.S., including politicians like President Trump. Facebook generally gives politicians a lot of latitude over what they can say, but it says they cannot make false claims about voting. Shannon Bond, NPR News, San Francisco.
NATO will convene an urgent meeting of all 30 ambassadors Friday to discuss whether to take any collective action after the poisoning of Russian opposition activist Alexei Navalny. Terry Schultz reports the circumstances are different from 2018, when the alliance kicked out 7 Russian diplomats for poisoning in the U.K.
Even though this attack did not take place on NATO territory, many allies want to send a clear message they find it unacceptable and that they blame Moscow. The 2018 poisoning of former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter in the UK prompted the alliance to expel 7 diplomats from Russia's mission to NATO.
Reporter Terry Schultz. This is NPR. Activists in Rochester, New York, are calling for the city police officers involved in the death of a black man, Daniel Prude, to be prosecuted. His family says Prude was having a mental health issue when his brother called the police for help. Prude died after a confrontation with responding officers. From member station WXXI, Noel Evans has more.
Rochester police encountered a naked and distressed Daniel Prude around 3 a.m. on March 23rd. When he began to struggle, officers put a hood over his head, known as a spit sock, then held him on the ground. He stopped breathing, and paramedics responded, but Prude died a week later. The release of police body camera footage of the incident Wednesday by Prude's family has sparked outrage.
Mr. Pruitt needed therapeutic intervention. Instead, what he got was execution.
Reverend Lewis Stewart spoke to a gathering outside Rochester's City Hall Thursday. Activists are calling for a disbanding of the police department. Prude's family plans to file a wrongful death lawsuit. For NPR News, I'm Noel Evans in Rochester, New York.
Word this hour, the 7 officers involved have been suspended. Food processing company Tyson says it's planning and opening medical clinics at several of its U.S. plants as it works to improve the health of its workers and better protect them from the coronavirus. The Arkansas-based company, which currently processes about 20% of the nation's beef, pork, and poultry, says it plans to open the clinics, and the plans were in the works before the coronavirus hit this year. Tyson joins a growing list of U.S. companies that are putting medical clinics at or near their work sites. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.